special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Ball game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Minster Wildcats, and Dave Kalp joining us. And why is a good battle between these two guys?
Got nothing.
You what?
I got nothing.
Okay, we hear you just fine.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Well, absolutely. I don't know what you're talking about, but good to be here, my good friend.
We'll get that fixed for you here in a minute. Stay tuned, fans. We'll be back with our interview with Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, right after we pause for this.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and a career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at Minster High School, we have the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Jim Melton, with us. And Jim, first of all, let's evaluate last weekend. I think you're pretty positive about what the Indians did against Versailles and Newton.
Yeah, we competed hard and we got after it last weekend. I'm pretty, you know, obviously we wanted to come out on top against Versailles, but we competed and, you know, we gave it everything we had. And then we came back on senior night and played, you know, pretty solid game against Newton.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Versailles ranked number two in the state and Dandy Ball Club. So it was nice to give them a good run for the money. And you know that the kids are convinced now, I think, that they can play with guys like that.
Oh, for sure. You know, we played with Botkins and, you know, we played with Tri-Village for about a half. And then we just lost our composure. But, you know, we played with some really good teams. And, you know, that was definitely, you know, I don't believe in moral victories, but I know the kids know that they can play with anybody.
Well, unfortunately, I see Daniel Patch sitting over there in the stands tonight, or in his clothes, street clothes. So what's going on there?
He's got an elbow issue re-aggravated from a pitching injury from last summer. So I'm not, you know, really sure. I don't have a whole lot of information other than he's got an elbow issue that's been re-aggravated.
Okay, well, sorry to not have him tonight against the Wildcats. Tell us about Minster. Always a pretty good challenge for us.
Yeah, they're led by Brogan Steffi, a freshman, number 12, and they're actually playing a lot of freshmen up. Ian Homan, and here's an E. Meyer, and they've got some players that are, you know, Johnny Nixon, of course, is their veteran guy coming back. You know, Austin Wellman's another veteran coming back, so it's going to be a challenge.
And then those freshmen, hey, at this point in the year, they're not freshmen anymore.
No, and they're not playing like freshmen either, especially Brogan Steffi, their point guard leading scorer. He's averaging, I think, right at 13 and a half, and he doesn't play like a freshman. He plays like a veteran.
How about keys to the win tonight?
Well, obviously, we got to contain Brogan, keep him under control, and then keep Johnny off the boards. And, you know, we've got to value our possessions and not turn it over. We're averaging 12 turnovers a game, and that's not, you know, that's not our standard. Our standard's 10 or less. So, you know, we talk about owning the boards and limiting our turnovers. So those are going to be two very big keys tonight.
How about your starters, Jim?
Starters, we're going with same starters, except we're going to insert Caleb Evers in for Daniel Patch.
Okay, Jim. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here at Minster right after we pause for this. Fort Recovery at Minster tonight in high school basketball, a makeup game from a game that was postponed because of the winter storm that hit us a couple of weeks ago. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welcome back to Minster, everybody. Fort Recovery Minster and High School Boys Basketball tonight. I'm Rob Weaver with Dave Kalp. And Dave, why don't you run down the starting lineups for these two teams?
You know, we talked a little bit earlier about they have a young team and they're starting some freshmen. They got three freshmen starting a lineup. And as Coach hit on Brogan Steffi, he's a young man averaging roughly 13 points a game. He's one of the freshmen. He's a 6-foot guard. The other freshman is going to be James Niemeyer. He's number 22. The other one is Ian Homan. He's number 50, and he's also a freshman. Also starting is Devin Webker. He is a 6'1 junior. He's also listed as a guard, and Austin Wellman. So everybody that they have starting is guards except for Ian Homan. He's their big guy. He's 6'3". So Austin Wellman, number 2, he's the only senior in the starting lineup. For the Fort Recovery Indians, other than Daniel Patch, who is out with an injury, it's going to be number 0, Landon Post. He'll be a junior guard for us. He's at 6 foot. And then we'll have Owen Judy. Owen Judy is obviously a senior. And then we'll have Caleb Evers will be coming in for him. For Daniel, he'll be starting. He's also a senior. And then we'll have Logan Homan, another senior. And we'll have Cale Rammel. He'll be a junior for us. So starting lineups for the Indians hasn't changed much other than the fact that we've got Patchy out with a little bit of a boo-boo. And hopefully he'll be back Friday night for the Cardinal game.
In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery winning tonight. They pretty much led from the get-go, but it was close. They led 14-13 at the first quarter, led 25-24 at halftime, led 35-31 after three, and the final score was Fort Recovery 45 and Minster 38. As far as the scoring is concerned, we had 13 for Reese Guggenbiller this evening, 11 for Alex Deuce, that mostly in the fourth quarter for Alex.
He had a great quarter there, stretch. He scored a bunch of points.
Yes, he did. Wyatt Grover had 3 threes for 9 points. It was 6 for Troy Homan, 4 for Rex Leverett, and 2 points for Riggs Toby. I could turn my flashlight off.
Yeah, they made her dark in there, didn't they?
Cale Rammel Hamill will be jumping for the Indians. He had a great game the other night. I think he had 25 against Newton.
Gale was fabulous the other night. They could not stop him. And they had a young man scored 27 that night. He was really tough, too. It was a good game, good win for the Indians. Pretty good weekend. We played nice against Verzales. Verzales, great ball club.
Ian Homan jumping for Minster, and the tap goes to the Indians. Landon Post with the ball. He's double-teamed over there. Passes back outside to Cale Rammel. On the left to Owen Judy. O.J. passes back out to Cale Rammel. Our first quarter brought to you by Kelp Pharmacy. Inside to Rammel. He puts it up and in. Give Caleb Evers the assist. And Cale Rammel starts the evening off right with a lay-in. 2-0 Indians on top.
We've been running that offense a lot here lately with two cutters going down low below the bucket, and Caleb does a nice job of finding them.
Minster with the basketball. Brogan Steffi. He's supposed to be a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's what coach says.
Inside it goes, and the ball is lost out of bounds. And they say it was touched by Fort Recovery. Went out of the hands of the Indians, or I should say of the Wildcats, Ian Hoban. Minster's record, not real flashy. They are only at 5-16 and only 1-7 in the conference.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty much a rebuilding year here for the Wildcats, and we know that they'll put it together.
Over on the left side, back outside, Minster with the ball, trailing 2-0. In the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, there's a three-point shot. Bingo. Hitting the three was Brogan Steffi.
That's a good-looking stroke right there, isn't it?
That is indeed. That makes the score 3-2. Minster on top by one. Here's Owen Judy with a three. He can't get it to go, and it bounces up and hits the supports for the bank board, and that is out of bounds, so it'll be given to Minster. Once again, Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalt. Our studio producer back at the radio station is Eric Catterly tonight. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Mr. Neil Spencer at the controls. Minster with the ball. Steffi with it. He'll pass it off. Ian Homan drives inside against Caleb Evers. Now passes out in the corner. Shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Logan Landon Post of Fort Recovery. Landon will bring it down over to Caleb Evers. Back out to Landon. Left side to Owen Judy. Back out to Landon, dribbling the ball. Double team, dumps it over here on the right side. Logan Homan back outside. It goes to Caleb Evers. Here's Landon Post. Now he dumps it over on the right to Logan Homan. Homan dumps it inside to Caleb, or to Cale Rammel. He puts it up no good. About a six-footer on the right side. Wouldn't go. Rebound Minster. Wildcats with the lead, 3-2. Here's a shot from outside. Good. Three-pointer. Devin Webker gets the three, and Fort Recovery wants a timeout. Indians trailing 6-2 here in the early going to the Minster Wildcats in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taking. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game with Minster. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Fort Recovery with the ball after the timeout. Coach Melton not very happy there with Minster getting two threes. That last one, Dave, was wide open.
Yeah, he didn't have anybody to get a hand in his face, and Coach didn't like that at all.
Outside to Cale Rammel. Cale dribbling, stopping, passing on the left to Landon Post. Post looking for some help. Outside to Owen Judy. He lobs it in to Caleb Evers. Back to Judy, and it's tipped out of bounds. I think it might have actually been off of Owen.
I think we're going to get the ball, though.
Yes, it was tipped out of bounds, they say, by Brogan Steffi.
Number 50, Ian Holman there for the Wildcats. His dad is Troy's uncle. So that's Troy's first uncle, first cousin out there.
Okay.
Kenny Holman's boy.
I think I might have met them at the girls' game the other night.
Yeah, very possible.
At Stern, Fort Recovery. Right side, Logan Holman out top. Landon Post on the left side to Owen Judy. Back out top it goes. Post, right side to Rammel. Back out to Post. Owen Judy lobs it into Caleb Evers. They break two towards the basket. No pass there into Evers now. And he has the ball knocked out of his hands. Turnover Indians. Minster with the basketball. Here's Steffi with it. He lost it. Picked up by Caleb Evers. Now we're going to have a jump ball. And it's going to go to the Minster Wildcats.
Oh, is it?
Yep. I believe so.
Well, the arrow was pointing towards the Indians, but old Peachy Nerdeman, I think he forgot to flip it over there.
So Minster gets the ball. Steffi will toss it in. Comes in here to Devin Webker. Back out top. Austin Wellman with it. He'll dump it on the left to Steffi. Back out to Wellman. Back to Steffi. Minster leads 6-2. Over the Fort Recovery Indians here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy is open extra hours during the weekdays at their Fort Recovery location. Open until 7 Monday through Thursday until 6 o'clock on Friday nights. Right side back out top. Minster with the ball. Steffi with it. He'll pass back out. And now it goes over on the right to Webker. And now we got a foul called on Logan Holman.
He bumped him. He bumped him with his chest and had him close to the out-of-bounds line. I think he wanted to give him a little nudge, see if he couldn't get him step on the timeline or on the out-of-bounds line, but he didn't.
So again, Brian Patch out of the lineup tonight, dealing with an elbow injury. He actually injured it back in the summer and got it re-aggravated. So he's going to go see a doc tomorrow. He told me he tried to get in today, couldn't, and he'll see someone tomorrow. Oh, there's traveling, no call. Left side it goes to Steffi. Steffi dribbling the basketball, pops the shot, good. He is a good one.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty nice looking shot right there, give him five here early in the ballgame.
Brogan Steffi, only a freshman. He is their leader, and that's saying something to have a freshman running that point position. Here's Owen Judy inside, has the ball stripped away. He was surrounded by Wildcats.
They're playing a great man-to-man defense right now. I mean, they are all over the Indians. Indians can't get a good look.
Michael McClurg, the head coach of the Minster Wildcats. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Inbound pass comes to Owen Judy, way out by us here. We're at center court tonight. Right side to Logan Holman, I should say. Now the pass inside from Evers underneath. Up and good by Logan Holman.
Yep, Logan Holman with 2 points. Got the lead in half.
It's our second basket tonight. Makes it 8-4 now. Biggest lead was 8-2 a moment ago. Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis.
Good job, Landon. Landon down there hustling.
Landon causes a tie-up.
That's a turnover for the Wildcats, their first of the game.
Don't forget to ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist about, again, their outstanding weekly prescription program. Here comes Landon Post getting the pass in from Cale Rammel. Again, Rammel with 25 on Saturday against Newton. Rammel gets the pass back from Post. Now passes to Owen Judy. Judy goes into Caleb Evers, breaks open, and lays it in. Caleb Evers, an easy basket. Owen Judy gets the assist. That makes it 8-6 now. Fort Recovery trailing by 2 with a minute 28 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Do you need handicapped medical equipment? See the Cal Pharmacy Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Shots up and no good by Devin Webster. Fort Recovery has the rebound. Here's Kale Rammel firing, missing. Rebound down to Minster. That was about an 8-footer on the left side for Kale. He just couldn't get it to go.
Put too much gas on it, didn't he?
Yeah, he was really not defended. He just couldn't get it to go in. Here's a shot up and no good. A little hook shot up and no good by Zach Fortman for Minster. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Here's a drive by Logan Holman,
nice.
And he floats it in. Logan Holman gets his second basket tonight. That ties it up at 8-8. First time it's been tied since Minster took the lead. Well, Recovery has not yet led in this game. Or did we lead 2-0? We might have led 2-0, didn't we?
I don't believe it.
Here's a shot from the left side up. No good. Rebound comes down to Minster. 23 seconds left. They might take the last shot now. As Brogan Steffi just stands out at the center circle.
Quick quarter.
Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of whistles. That's fine with me. I'll take that any night.
Yeah.
Steffi drives in, pops the shot, no good. Missed it. Rebound, Owen Judy. Lobs it down to Logan Holman. He can't get the shot off in time. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. The Indians and the Wildcats are tied at 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. Thanks once again to our friends at Calp Pharmacy for being our very fine first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Ohio. Actually, Union City, Indiana, I should say.
That's exactly right.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is offering a heart healthy awareness presentation open to the public with Sue Holman registered pharmacists. Tuesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. at our boardroom on the corner of State Route 49 and Industrial Drive in Fort Recovery, Sue will be discussing heart health supplement options and hormones in the heart. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, that seminar is already over. You missed it if you have not.
I'm in good shape. So.
Well, we hope you're in good shape.
You and I wouldn't have to go see something like that, would we?
Hey, you know, you take advantage of those opportunities, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I was in seafood not too long ago.
Is Jerry back, by the way?
I haven't seen the guy in forever. I told Jeffrey the other night, I said, I have no idea where he's at. Every now and then I get a text message.
I think he might be back in town. Tossing the ball in right in front of us is Noah Papari. Papari gives it in to Brogan Steffi. Back out top it goes. Ian Holman over on the right to number 22, James Niemeyer. Here's Steffi with it again. On the left to Devin Webker. Minster being very deliberate here.
Yeah, we're in our zone now and switched it up a little bit.
Ian Holman stops, passing back outside. Webker with it. He'll pass over to Steffi. Now out top of the key is James Niemeyer back on the left. Shots fired up. No good from three by Webker. Rebound battled for. Picked out of there by Landon Post. Dumps it out to Owen Judy. Down he comes. Here's Logan. Here's Logan Holman, I should say. Get the Landons and the Logans straight.
And he was blocked by Ian Holman.
And Fort Recovery has the ball. Owen Judy, right side to Holman. He got a foul called on Fort Recovery. Must have been an illegal screen.
Yeah, I think
somewhere.
It was on Logan.
Logan Holman picks up his second personal foul. He'll probably come out of the game here. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Our second quarter is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, just at the south edge of good old Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. Minster with the basketball. Next up for the Indians, New Bremen at New Bremen on Friday night. Shots fired up, no good by Minster's Papari. And here is Owen Judy stopping, passing back outside to Caleb Evers. Here's Cale Rammel with the basketball, wears number 22 on his uniform. Caleb Evers back to Rammel, and he lost his balance and goes out of bounds. Could not get the ball back to a teammate before he fell out of bounds.
Yeah, it was one of those deep passes underneath the bucket. He didn't have much room to work and kind of went out of bounds and flipped it back in, and he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Turnover number two for the Fort.
Brogan Steffi with the basketball. We will have Friday's game with New Bremen on the radio, and Jeff is going to do that. Are you going to be over there?
I should be able to go over Friday night.
He will be there.
You know what? I may not, because my daughter swims at the district swim meet in Bowling Green, I don't know if we'll be back or not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a pretty good reason to miss it. I'll tell Jeff you may not be either. Good luck to your daughter, by the way, and the whole team.
Yeah, I hope she does well.
Minster misses the shot. Fort Recovery with the ball. Owen Judy pops and hits. Way to go, Owen. He finally gets on the board tonight. His first basket. That makes the score 10-8. There's maybe Fort Recovery's first lead of the game.
Yep, I think so.
Right side it goes. Around the horn over on the left. Brogan Steffi with the ball. He'll pass it off. Might have been traveling on Noah.
That was traveling air.
Up and good by James Niemeyer. The official didn't see the travel, and the basket counts. Niemeyer makes it 10-10. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Owen Judy on the left. Back out top to Landon Post. Cale Rammel on the right. Dumps it inside to Owen Judy, and they're going to call a foul on Minster. It's going to be called on Brogan Steffi. Only his first. And as I said a moment ago, I thought probably Logan Homan would go out of the game, and he did with those two fouls. Here's Caleb Evers up, no good. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two shots.
Yeah, I think he got fouled by Zach Fortman.
Evers has a chance to put the Indians back in the lead.
First free throw of the night for either side. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Don't forget, at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, check out the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool. It's good for all seasons. Up and good by Caleb. Of course, we'll be at Spencerville on Thursday night for the Fort Recovery girls game with Waynesfield Goshen. First sectional game. Second free throw is good. Are you? You're probably not going to be there, are you?
We'll be listening to you on Thursday night.
Okay. I have never been to Spencerville, so tell me about the gym.
I think it's new. The last time I was there, we still played in an older gym, but I think they put up a new gym since I've been there.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to seeing that. Inside for Minster, good. Zach Fortman gets the basket, his first basket of the day.
Went hard to the hole and finished it.
That ties it up at 12-12. Minster being pesky here. Outside, Cale Rammel on a three. Bingo! Cale Rammel drains a three from the top of the key. That's his second basket. He has 5 points now. Bounce pass goes inside. Minster with it. There's Steffi with it. Brogan Steffi will pass back outside. Knocked away by Owen Judy, but able to retrieve it was James Niemeyer for Minster. He'll pass on the left to Devin Webker. Back out top it goes Austin Wellman. There's James Niemeyer. Niemeyer goes on the left to Webker. He'll fire a three and got it. Devin Webker with his second three tonight. And that ties the game up at 15-15. Indians' biggest lead was a moment ago, that three-point lead, 15-12. There's the ball knocked away by Webker. He steals it. Down he comes. Up and good. Nice play. It's no good. But a foul's going to be called on the Indians. So Webker will be at the free throw line with two shots. Turnover Indians cost us there.
Yeah, we got three turnovers here in the first half. And it's not bad considering their defense. They're playing a stingy man defense. There's no doubt about it.
Webker's free throw is good. He's a pretty good shooter from what we've seen so far tonight.
Give him seven.
He is one of the older ones on the team. He's a junior. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and no good this time. Rebound comes down to Logan Holman, who's back in the game. I'm kind of surprised about that.
Yeah, I think they're going to put him back in there and say, use your head here now. Got two fouls.
Kale Rammel to Caleb Evers. Evers back to Rammel inside. They're going to call a foul on Minster. Too bad because Kale had an easy basket.
Yeah, we'll take the points.
Too bad you can't have the option of just ignoring the foul and taking the basket. So it's out of bounds, not a shooting foul. Pass comes in to Caleb Evers. Here's Logan Holman on the left side to Kale Rammel. Fort Recovery trails by one here, 16-15. Cross-court pass to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling, double-teamed. Dumps it to Evers. Here's Kale Rammel. Sets on a three. Oh, doesn't go. He normally grills those.
Yeah, he was wide open for that one. Didn't get her.
Minster got the rebound. Down come the Wildcats. Leading 16-15 over our Indians. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you need outstanding service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment, always think of K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Minster with the ball. Here's Brogan Steffi way outside. 2:27 to go in the first half of play. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kaut from Minster.
Indian is doing a better job defensively against Steffi. Kind of slowed him down a little bit here in the second quarter.
Here's a shot fired up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Owen Judy. As missing that was Zach Fortman. Here come the Indians. Landon Post back outside to Owen Judy. Down to Caleb Evers. Evers on the right wing. Here's a drive inside up and
that's
good.
That's a big-time move right there by Logan Holman.
Logan Holman gets his sixth point of the first half. He has contributed very nicely.
Big-time spin move right there. He got banged on, too.
That puts the Indians up by 1:17-16. Here's a shot from the left side. It's no good. A little bit too long. Rebound comes to Logan Holman. Hands it off to K.O. Rammel. Here come the Indians. Rammel across the timeline. Left side on the wing. Back out top to Kale Rammel. Kale dribbling. No shot there. Double team and he's going to be fouled.
Wow, big time.
Gets hammered. So it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Here comes Troy Holman in the game and Caleb Evers will exit.
Caleb's first time getting a blow. He's pretty wore out in there.
Troy Holman played a couple of quarters in the reserve game tonight. Had, I think, 6 points.
6 points for Troy Boy tonight?
Yep, I believe so. Owen Judy, threw it away. And it's up and good.
That was just flat out terrible throw right there by Owen.
Yep. James Niemeyer just picked it off at midcourt and lays it in. 18-17, Minster regains the lead by one. Outside to Kale Rammel. Rammel dribbling the ball. On the left side it goes to Landon Post. To Rammel. Out to Logan Holman. Holman drives right and, it doesn't go in. Rebound comes around to Minster.
Yeah, that could have been a foul on Logan right there. He went over the back, I thought, a little bit. Thank God they didn't call it.
That would have been his third.
Yeah.
45 seconds to go here in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Webker with the ball back out top to Niemeyer. There's a name you heard a few times in this school.
Without a doubt.
A lot of Niemeyers. Left wing it goes. Brogan Steffi. Back out top to Webker. There's Niemeyer on the right to Papari. Steffi gets it back. Passes off to Niemeyer. On the left it goes to Papari again. To Webker, down to 11 seconds. They're going to take the last shot.
Yeah, they're going to have the lead here at halftime.
Leading 18-17, it could be more. Steffi with the ball, spins, fires, and misses. And that's the end of the first half of play. And Brogan Steffi complaining to the official. He thought he might have been hacked.
He might have got a foul there, but I don't think that was enough to call.
Michael McClurg also felt he was fouled, but no call. So we're at the end of the first half of play, 18-17 the score. Minster up by one. thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to look over their new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And, of course, they're your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the halftime stats with Dave Kalp right after this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Cooper Farms treated me like family from the moment I joined their team. With paid time off from day one, I didn't have to worry about canceling plans just because I had gotten a good job. Because of their wonderful benefits, I now have health, dental, and vision insurance for me and my children. With competitive weekly paychecks and friendly, helpful staff, Cooper Farms has become more than a workplace for me. It's home. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to start your new career today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back at Minster, the Indians trail by one, 18-17. Wow.
Look at that. Look who won the 50-50, my friend.
You are so lucky.
That is my share, my half. Mr. Feely right there went over and got the Scoobies. That's big time right there, buddy. We might have to go get a pizza and beer after this one. Congratulations, Mr. Dave Kalp and Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Happy. Bubba's going to be mad because he didn't get in with us.
I'm surprised you won in Minster, but...
I know. Ain't that the truth? Well, I'll tell you what, stats-wise, for the Indians, obviously a close game here. And we are out-rebounding. We're out-rebounding them by 5, 11 to 6. Scoring-wise, for the Mr. Wildcats, they're led by Devin Webker. He's got 7. Brogan Steffi, he come out early in the first quarter. He got all 5 of his in the first quarter. And then James Niemeyer, he's got 4. And Zach Fortman, he's picked up a pair there in the second quarter. And that gives them their 18 points. They're 1-for-2 from the free throw line, and they've done a great job handling the ball. I've only got them for 1 turnover. For the Indians?
1 turnover.
That's all I got them for, yeah. For the Indians, we've got 4 turnovers, which is still pretty dang good. We're leading points tonight by Logan Hummond, who's got 6. Kale Rammel's got 5. Caleb Beaver's got 4. No, Judy's got 2. And that's your 17 for the Indians. We are 2-of-2 from the free throw line. And, you know, I think the coach is going to – my opinion is I think we can get up and down the floor here a little bit more. But they're controlling that pace, if you notice. I mean, they're very patient on their end, and they make us work for our buckets on our end. So I think if we can get out and transition a little better, we might do a little better scoring-wise and put some more points on the board.
Well, it's one thing's for sure. We don't keep shooting stats, but, boy, not good.
No, it's not good. Not great for either side, to tell you the truth. Obviously, with the score being 18-17, I think that was a big-time shot right there. We're watching probably some fourth and fifth graders, maybe. But he did a reverse layup, and he shot it about 15 feet over the basket there.
Some little ones, I know that.
Yeah, some little guys out there. Yeah, I think coach is probably going to make a couple changes, obviously, and like I said, maybe get him out there in transition and see once if we can't run and gun a little bit with these guys and see what they want to do about that. Maybe we'll apply some pressure since they're freshmen, you know, and see if we can't press them a little bit. I don't know what the coach will do. We'll see once, but we can tell we're missing Daniel Patch.
Although, as I said in the pregame with Coach Melton, at this point in time, they're really not freshmen anymore.
Yeah, that's the truth. They've already got 19 games below their belt. Yeah, absolutely. So they're 5-16. So this is actually their last game of the season.
Could be.
Yeah, they'll have 22 games in, which is regular season now. So, you know, the Indians, their last game will be Friday night against the Cardinals. And, you know, the Cardinals, I feel like we got a chance to go over there and sting them a little bit. But we'd have to play a great game. We'd have to play a great game and shoot the ball well, and hopefully it goes our way. We got to get this one first.
Yeah, just checking the conference, by the way. Versailles is 8-1 in the conference, 20-1 overall. I wonder who knocked them off. Tri-Village?
No, New Bremen.
Oh, New Bremen.
Yeah, New Bremen beat them in overtime.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, New Bremen got them.
Might have been two overtimes, I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely one for sure. Might have been double overtime, yeah.
New Bremen 7-1. They're 16-4 on the year overall. They're in second place in the conference right now.
And I think Marion beat them.
If they beat Fort Recovery on Friday, they would be 8-1 also and tie for the conference championship. Delphi St. John's, surprisingly, they're 4-4 in the conference, only 9-12 on the year.
Yeah, and they came up and got us early in the season, if you remember. They're a good ball club, and we won't see them in the tournament for a little ways, but they've been playing good as of late. We'll play Parkway in our first game in postseason.
Coldwater, Fort Recovery, Parkway are all 3-4 in the conference. Fort Recovery has the best record of those three at 13-7. Parkway is only 7-13, and Coldwater's only 3-15. Wow.
And one of those three is us. So we went over there that night and laid an egg in Coldwater, and it's crazy. It's crazy that we haven't seen that triangle in two since that Coldwater game. I guarantee it, we'll see it. I just can't believe it. I think we'll see it from Parkway in the first game of sectionals, Rob.
Minster is only 1-7 in the conference and 5-16 overall, and New Knoxville is 0-7 and 1-9, 1-19 overall.
Yeah, the Knoxville Rangers, they're definitely having a rebuilding year,
Did you see where Coach...
All our schools have been there one time or another.
Yeah, that's it always comes around.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see where Coach Hagemeyer is retiring for the girls program after this year?
I'm not surprised. He's been... Didn't he retire once before, though, too?
He might have.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They are losing about everybody this year, so... He's hoping to win the state title.
I tell you what, they are good, and there's no doubt about it that they've got the winning spirit. You know, obviously those girls did it in volleyball, so they'll make a great run.
They just obliterated New Knoxville, or I'm sorry, New Bremen last week.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. I look for them to make a deep run in the playoffs for sure. And I'd love to see our girls, you know, win a couple games, win a few games, and see once what happens. You know, we've started out with Waynesfield Goshen, and you know, I would think we should get that game, but you never know.
So the girls play Thursday night. We'll be there at Spencerville, Fort Recovery, and Waynesfield Goshen. It's a 7:30 start time, so join us for the broadcast. If the Indians win there, they'll play again on Saturday night. And that will also be a 7:30 or so game time somewhere in there. And the boys play next Wednesday night, and we will play at St. Mary's. And our first opponent is Parkway, as you say. And if Fort Recovery girls win, they'll probably play Minster on Saturday night for the sectional championship.
And we gave Minster everything we could there during the season. And the Minster girls are down a little bit this year. They don't have quite as much talent as they had for the last several years. So, and they're still well above 500, but it's just not the same Minster squad that we were used to seeing.
There's no more Wolf and so forth.
Lost
a lot of good people.
They lost a bunch of seniors, and they're rebuilding too. So, you know, it'd be cool if we could somehow put one together and take it to the end and take our chances.
We'll be back with the second half. The Indians trail here at halftime, 18-17 to the Minster Wildcats. Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp with you. Stay tuned. We'll return.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
To the third quarter, Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Yes,
I got to give a shout out to Ivan Kaufenberger. Said he's listening to us. He's in Kansas City.
Kansas City, here we come. Wonder what he's doing in Kansas City.
I don't know. Buying tires, maybe.
Who knows? He might be. I doubt that, but he might be.
Safe travels, Ivan.
Inside the Logan home, and he dropped the ball out of bounds, and Minster gets it, and a turnover right away for Fort Recovery. Now, if we don't come back and win this game, I'm going to let you interview Coach Melton after the contest.
I think I'm going to try to get out of here as fast as I possibly can, if that's the case.
Let's hope the Indians can come back here in the second half. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out all the job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com.
We're going to go in our 3-2 zone, and they're just, you know, they're going to be patient as can be. And
they threw it away.
Nice job there by Landon. Second turnover.
For some reason, the Wildcats, Austin Wellman, wasn't watching there, and the ball came at him, and it went out of bounds.
He's their leading rebounder with 3.
Landon Post. He'll feed off to Logan Holman, to Caleb Evers. Down low to Cale Rammel, and he got it. Cale Rammel gets the basket.
Caleb Evers,
the assist. That puts the Indians back in front at 19-18 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Brogan Steffi with the ball. He'll pass on the left. Around the horn to the right side to Webker. Back out to Steffi. Again, this Brogan Steffi, the point guard, is only a freshman. And it looks like they're just going to hold the ball.
Yeah, they're going to get him out of that man-to-man, and they're just going to sit there and wait.
So Fort Recovery's going to consider what to do here.
Coach says,
you know, sometimes Coach Belt might just decide, well, what the hell? We'll just let you run the clock down.
Yeah, he's been done to do that before. And now we trap him in the corner, and now they got to take a timeout.
Timeout Minster as we had him trapped down in the corner. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taking. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092. To schedule a fee-based consultation. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Bob Weaver, Dave Kalp here at the Minster. It's actually, the gym is actually at the Minster Elementary School, but it's the high school gym. It's a multiple grade level gym. Let's put it
that way. It's a big gym. It's a big building.
Nice facility.
Not an easy shooting. I mean, the basket is pretty far away from that back wall, and something we're not used to, like in the fort. And it's very bright in here, and tough shooting gym.
Indians lead 19-18, 6:13 to go here in the third quarter of play. And once again, Minster just stands at the timeline running down the clock. Trying to shorten the game. Now the Indians decide to come out and pressure them. Over on the left wing. Cross-court pass on the right. There's Webker from a corner shot. No good. Rebound, Landon Post. Ball's tipped away. Cale Ramble got it back,
foul.
And he's banged, and ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off of Minster. I think there might have been a foul there.
It definitely was a big old foul right there against Cale, and they didn't call it. Ball goes out of bounds. At least we keep the possession.
Nice crowd from Fort Recovery here tonight, as there always is. The Indians always have a great following. Right side to Owen Judy. He's dribbling, passing back out to Landon Post. Back over to Owen Judy on the right. And it's a cross court. That was not a good pass. And now a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on Logan Holman.
Well, that started out with a bad pass.
Yes, not a good pass. That wasn't Logan's fault. Corey Holman comes in, and Owen Judy will exit the scene.
That's two bad passes by Owen here for turnovers, and Owen knows it.
So Minster will bring the ball up. They trail 19-18. Wildcats and the Indians battling tonight. Here's an inside drive up and good. Webker scoring for Minster. That's Devin Webker. Makes it 20-19 now. Underneath the Cale Ramel, he puts it up. Oh, missed a point-blank shot. Rebound comes to Minster. Doggone it, we got to make those.
Yeah, he got kind of hit from behind a little bit. No foul was called, and he overshot the basket. And Troy was on the other side, and he about had the weak side rebound. And comes to the Wildcats.
Brogan Steffi will pass off to Webker. Webker hands off over here to Austin Wellman. Right side it goes to Brogan Steffi. Back out to Austin Wellman at the top of the key. He'll dribble to the right. Hand off on the wing. Brogan Steffi with the basketball. Indians will come out and pressure him. They're not going to let him run the clock down like they were doing a moment ago. Webker with the basketball. Devin Webker around the horn it goes. Right to Brogan Steffi. Steffi will pass off. Up and good.
Yep,
and
a foul
on recovery.
It could be on Logan.
Zach Foreman hits the basket.
Nope.
You going to call that on?
I think the
Evers.
Yeah.
Caleb Evers gets called for the foul. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in good old Fort Recovery and many other area locations, St. Henry and so forth. Free throws no good. Missed it. Rebounds battled for, and Minster comes away with it. Back up and no good, and another foul's on Fort Recovery.
That was rebounded by number 22, James Niemeyer.
He just ripped that out of our hands.
Yeah, Caleb's got to get that. He kind of mistimed his jump on that one.
Niemeyer will shoot two. He's got 4 points on the night on 2 2-point baskets. This one's up and no good.
Wildcats 1-4 from the free throw line so far in this ballgame.
Once again, Thursday night, we'll be at Spencerville to bring you the Fort Recovery girls battling Waynesfield Goshen in the sectional at Spencerville. Up no good off the back of the rim.
Another rebound by Caleb.
22-19. Indians trail by three now. Landon Post out to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling the ball. Back on the left to Landon Post, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Caleb Evers. He got it,
boy.
Caleb Evers muscles it in.
Give him six on the night.
Yeah, he's having a nice night. up and no good by Minster at the other end. Evers got the rebound, and they're going to call a foul now. The one official who was 9 miles away calls the foul, well, and the other two who were close in did not.
I mean, it's getting a little rough there, isn't it?
Called it on Minster.
Yeah, Caleb had to rebound. He scored the bucket on the other end, came down, got the rebound, and they just pummeled him.
Austin Wellman was called for the foul. Troy Homan will hand it over to Cale Rammel. Rammel comes up across the timeline. Cale stops, looks for a teammate, goes to Troy Homan on the left. Troy dribbling the ball. He's double-teamed, and there's a timeout called by Coach Melton.
Yeah, Coach not happy again here. We're not doing what he wants to do, and we're just kind of, we're not moving. We're just standing there, Rob.
Timeout Indians. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Do you want to go to work somewhere that's more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or you need a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And our third quarter is being brought to you by Cooper Farms. We appreciate their support of Fort Recovery Athletics. As Cale Rammel will toss it in here for the Indians, comes into Troy Homan after a stern talking by Coach Jim Melton.
Yeah, I think we'll score on this possession.
Caleb Evers underneath to Cale Rammel, puts it up and in.
And there it is.
Give Caleb Evers the assist, Cale Rammel the basket.
They don't have an answer for that play right there. And Coach is like, why are we not doing this every time?
23-22, Indians have taken the lead now after two straight baskets. Out front, Brogan Steffi. Steffi will pop the shot, 12-footer, and missed it. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Rammel dumps it out to Owen Judy. Judy comes down on the wing, back out to Troy Homan. Cale Rammel on the left, it goes to Landon Post.
We got to get Owen on the score here. He's got 2 points.
Caleb Evers with it. Back to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling the ball. On the left side, it goes to Troy Homan. Owen Judy right side to Cale Rammel. 2:20 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians leading 23-22 with the ball. Caleb Evers lobs it in to Owen Judy, back out to Homan. Homan will pop the shot. No good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Troy Homan will go to the free throw line.
I believe he's fouled by his first cousin.
He has not scored tonight.
Nope. I don't want to put pressure on him, but for 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Troy can have the woes at the free throw line. Not this time.
Yes, he did. No good by Troy. Caleb Evers, 2 for 2, and he's been the only one at the line except for now for Troy Homan. And Mister has not really had many free throws.
No, they're 1 of 5.
Free throw is up by Troy Homan. It is in and out, no good.
Hey,
rebound,
there you go,
Evers
Caleb.
Up. Oh, no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. So we didn't get the Homan free throws, but we got the rebound, and Caleb Evers will be at the line for 2 free throws. And the last time, he hit both of
his. Yeah, he's 2 for 2. Good work right there by Caleb in there, getting position on that offensive rebound. And lock him down here, 32.
Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it is no good. One more for Caleb. Caleb, one of our seniors, along with Owen Judy, Logan Homan, Riley Heiser, And Riley had a nice game the other night.
Yeah, Riley came out. It was awesome to see him knock that three down against Newton.
And this one is good. One of two for Caleb Beavers and three out of four on the night. Minster with the ball. They trail 24-22. Let's get the ball back here, guys, and start building some distance between
them. How about a little cushion?
Yeah, we need that. Webker over to the right side. Ball goes out of bounds. Who touched it last? They said Fort Recovery touched it last.
Yeah, and smacked it out of Brophy's hand. And he's begging for a call right there.
We got some blood on
we got a bleeder.
Brogan Steffi. So Steffi's going to have to go out of the game and take care of that. Got a little scrape or something.
Is that, who is that number? That's Devin Webker.
It is Webker.
Yeah.
Devin Webker is the Wildcat who has the blood problem. Steffi's okay. Action back in while Webker's over getting attended to. Brogan Steffi out front. Dribbles to the right, stops. Now heads in. Might have traveled. No.
Great defense by Owen.
Blocked shot. Rebound Minster, though. Back outside it goes. On the left, there's a shot up by Ian Holman. Good. Ian Holman gets his first basket to tie the game at 24-24. We can't shake these guys. Caleb Beavers, and the longer they stay close.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
I mean, they're going to feel like they can win this game, and Fort Recovery just threw the ball away trying to throw it inside. Right side it goes. That was James Niemeyer with it. Here's a drive to the hole, and it's up and good by Steffi. Brogan Steffi scoring. Caleb Beavers with the ball for the Indians. He'll pass off to Owen Judy in the Cooper Farms third quarter, and Judy scores. Give Caleb Beavers the assist and only the second basket for Owen Judy.
Yeah, his Steffi fell down. He was defending Owen, and he just fell below the bucket, and Owen got an easy layup.
26-26. We're all tied up now again after Minster had taken the lead back briefly. 15 seconds to go. Last shot here for the Wildcats. Brogan Steffi with the basketball. He is going to be a good one before
he can really handle the ball.
He's good now. And they threw it away. Tried to pass inside as a long shot by Owen Judy, way off the mark. But the Indians keep them from scoring, and we have a tie score.
Got her up.
At the end of three, 26-26. All tied up. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out all their job opportunities. They have a lot of great opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. CooperFarmsJobs.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Unfortunately, we're not playing too well tonight.
Well, 26 points at the end of the third quarter is not what I like to see.
Brogan Steffi fires a three from the right, missed it. Landon Post tried to chase it down, but it got away from him. Minster comes out with the ball again. Here's Steffi with it out front.
That's unbelievable. That rebound came all the way out to half court.
Right side it goes. That's Austin Wellman with it.
Now it goes over here to Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets it back. He passes off inside, and a foul's on either Evers or Rammel. I think it's on Evers. Yep. Caleb Evers picks up the foul. And fouled in the act of shooting was Zach Fortman.
Yeah, Rammel thought they called the foul on him, and he was having a fit. And he found out it was against Caleb. He was like, oh, that's cool.
Free throw is good by Zach Fortman. He's one out of two at the line now. He'll have one more here. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and this one's also good. And the Minster Wildcats have taken the lead back at 28-26 here in the fourth quarter. Landon Post is double-teamed, and they're going to call a jump ball. And Landon says, good Lord, I've been hacked.
Yeah, that was...
I was sliced up, and no call was made. Now, wait a minute. Fort Recovery calls time. I guess no foul. Fort Recovery calls
jump ball.
Time.
Indian basketball.
Yep. We'll be back in a moment.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
So they ended up calling a held ball there a moment ago, and on the alternating possession, it went to Fort Recovery. And K.O. Rama will toss it in. Come on, we can't let these guys get too far away from us here.
No.
K.O. Rama will toss it in to Caleb Evers, back to Rama. Owen Judy outside. There's Troy Homan with the ball over to Owen. Now to Caleb Evers. Over to Homan on the left. That's Troy inside to K.O. Rammel. He picks it up no good. They're going to call traveling on K.O. Rammel. And we lose the ball. How many turnovers for us tonight?
We got eight now. Four in the first half. We got four here in the second half already with 7 minutes to go.
And Minster has?
Only three for the game.
Wow. Out front, Niemeyer with it for Minster. He'll pass it over on the right to Stephen. We got a foul against Minster on an illegal screen. Going to call that one on Austin Wellman. So Fort Recovery gets it on the turnover there.
Yeah, that's a turnover.
Coming back in is Noah Piperi. And here's Troy Homan with the ball. Homan across the timeline, being guarded by Webster. Feeds over on the right to Owen Judy, back to Troy. Troy dribbles to the left, stops, double team. He gets it off to Evers. Right side to K.O. Rammel. Now to Landon Post, down to Caleb Evers. Evers inside, puts it up and got it.
Wow, Caleb Evers having a game.
Caleb muscles it in. Thank goodness for Caleb tonight.
Yeah, give him nine. He's tied with our high scorer of Cale, nine.
That might be his high of the year. I don't know.
I don't know if he's ever had double digits.
Well, let's get him tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to need him.
Tie game now, 28-28 after Caleb Evers' basket there. Right side to Brogan Steffi for Minster. Double team knocked away by K.O. Rammel. Rammel grabs the ball, comes down, dribbling all the way. He stops, pops, and hits.
Nice job.
K.O. Rammel puts us ahead. And for him, that gives him nine, doesn't it?
Gives him 11.
Gives him 11. And here's Fort Recovery in the depth of the ball.
Well, they got five turnovers in this half. They just back-to-back turnovers, give them six for the ball game.
Caleb Evers with the ball, lobs it inside, and there's a foul call on Minster. Tried to hit Owen Judy, cutting to the basket. Owen was fouled. That was going to call on Brogan Steffi. Coach Melton says, wasn't that a shooting foul?
Evidently not. Taking her out below the bucket.
Landon Post will toss it in. Goes over in the corner to Owen Judy. Lobs it inside to Caleb Evers. And now Minster fouls Evers. And that might Fortman. Be 1-1, is it? Or not?
Nope,
not yet.
Next one will be.
That's only six. 5:19 remaining in the game. Indians and Minster battling away here. Fort Recovery on top, 30-28. Double team on Owen Judy, right side to Landon Post. Cross-court pass. There's a shot up and no good by Logan Holman, and he's fouled at the act of shooting. So Logan will go to the free throw line. His first opportunity to be at the line tonight. He will have two shots, of course. We're at the home of the Minster Wildcats tonight. That conference game, our next to the last conference game, we'll play our last game on Friday with New Bremen. At New Bremen, Logan Holman hits the free throw. This would even our conference record at 4-4 on the year if we could win this one tonight.
Yeah, we need to.
Got that one also. That might be the biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery, 32-28, a lead of 4 points. Fort Recovery in his own defense here.
The biggest lead of the night, I think, was 8-2 Minster.
That might be. Webker out front with the basketball. He will pass over to Brogan Steffi. Steffi dribbling. Gives over here to Noah Pipari. Right side it goes to Zach Fortman. Back out to Niemeyer. James Niemeyer. I don't think we've seen the Nixon kid tonight, have we?
He's got a sprained ankle. He's sitting there on the bench.
Okay, I wondered.
Yeah.
I wonder what was going on.
He would definitely be on the floor.
I just realized that. No Nixon.
Yeah, he'd definitely be on the floor if he wasn't hurt.
Back outside it goes around the horn. Webker will pass over. 4 minutes left in the game. They're down by four. Left wing to Steffi. Back outside to Niemeyer. Well, back
our 3-2 defense has really screwed him up.
What a foul.
Oh, oh, my goodness. Was that a ticky-tack foul or what?
Foul on Caleb Evers.
Are you kidding me?
That is number three on Caleb. Caleb's had a great night tonight with 9 points. Left side to Niemeyer. Back out top it goes. Webker with the basketball once again. Devin Webker to Brogan Steffi. Steffi at the center circle. He moves to the right. Back outside to Niemeyer. Pops a three. A long one, and he got it. Goodness sakes. That was 21 feet away.
That was a bomb right there, and that pulls him back to within one.
His first three of the night, giving him a total of 7 points. Speaking of Niemeyer, and the Indians only lead by one now again. K.O. Rammel passes off to Evers.
Caleb.
Right side to Owen Judy, turns, fires, and hits. Owen Judy with his third basket of the night.
We needed it.
That makes it 34-31, Indians by three. Here's a three-point shot by Webker. He missed it. Rebound, K.O. Rammel. Out to Owen Judy. Judy down to Logan Holman. Pops it up and missed it. Rebound comes to Owen Judy. He'll fire it up. He got it. Owen Judy coming to life here at the, certainly a nick of time. 37-31, Indians lead by six.
There's our biggest lead. Big time shot right there by Owen. Good rebound by him. Good hustle.
All of a sudden, Owen has 9 points after he was stuck on two for a long time. We'll be back in a moment. Indians lead 37-31.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Rob Weaver back here at the Minster Elementary School, Minster High School gym. Our Fort Recovery cheerleaders doing their gymnastics right in front of us.
Yeah, I don't know who that second last girl was, but when she got done with all her tumbles, I think she was dizzy and she kind of had the wobbles going there for a second. Oh, we had one going down, Rob.
She headed back for the back for her seat very quickly there. Hopefully she's okay.
I'm sure she's fine, but
I'd be dizzy too if I did
one
that.
One too many flipperoos there.
Minster with the ball. They trail 37-31. Let's hold them here. That'd be a big stop.
Yeah, it would be.
Huge stop. Here's a shot by Niemeyer from the right. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Minster. Picking that rebound down was Austin Wellman. Back over it goes. Brogan Steffi out front. He'll pass off to Austin Wellman. Right side to Brogan Steffi. But recovery in their 3-2 zone here. Niemeyer right wing. James Niemeyer dribbles the ball, stops, passes back out. Right side to Niemeyer. Three-point shot is good. James Niemeyer gets a three, his second three here in the quarter.
Yeah, six big ones there for him.
Makes it 37-34. Indians on top by three with the ball, though. Kale Rammel with it. He'll dribble, pass over to Landon Post, back to Kale, and Kale's going to be fouled by Zach Fortman of Minster.
All right, Kale, knock these down here. We're going to make our free throws down the stretch. There's no doubt about it. We're 5 of 8 for the ball game. We missed three in a row. Troy missed two, and then Caleb missed one right there. And I mean, those were our three misses all in a quick stretch. And Kale's going to have to knock these bad boys down.
Indians lead by three and now by four. Kale Rammel gets the free throw. He now has a total of 12 points on the night.
Leading scorer in the gym.
And this is good again. Those were the first free throws he's had all night, and he hit them both. 39-34, a five-point lead now for the Indians. Steffi on the left to Webker. Devin Webker back out to Brogan Steffi.
We're looking for Niemeyer again. There he is. We cannot let him open.
No good. Rebound comes down to Kale Rammel. He goes down. He's going to be fouled by Austin Wellman. And Minster wanted a foul on the shot by Niemeyer a moment ago, but they didn't get it.
Well, I didn't see a foul on the shot, but I definitely saw a foul on that rebound right there. And they don't have much choice here. They're down five, and they're going to foul in a hurry. And I got no troubles with Kale going to the line.
That was four fouls called now on Zach Fortman, who committed the foul a moment ago. At the line, Kale Rammel. Kale dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and it's good. Three for three here in the crucial moments of the game.
Big time shots right there. Big time freebies for Kale.
Dribbles the ball, lets it fly. He got it again. Four for four for Kale Rammel.
Giving 15 now.
In crunch time when you need him, he got him. 41-34 Indians leading by seven now, which is our biggest lead of the game. Outside it goes to Brogan Steffi. He'll feed over to Austin Wellman. Now goes to Zach Fortman. Bound around the horn on the left. Cross court pass to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, no shot. Back outside to Steffi. Steffi almost lost the ball. Back to Webker. He'll fire a three, and it lodges between the backboard and the rim. That's a jump ball.
Yep.
And it goes to Fort Recovery.
Looks like Coach Melton going to take a full timeout.
Minster trailing by seven, and he's still complaining about the no call on Niemeyer's shot a moment ago. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Thanks to our studio producer, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and here at the game site, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our crack salesman, P.G. Jellison, recovering back at home. He might be listening in, Dave. We wish him a quick recovery.
What happened to P.G.? I didn't know anything about it.
Not been feeling very well. You didn't miss him at the council
meeting? I did. But I never questioned anything, and it was very unusual for him not to be at the council meeting. And nobody really said anything, and I thought, well, maybe P.G. had called Randy and said, hey, I can't make it. Give me some notes.
He had pneumonia, so he has pneumonia. Because of, you can guess what.
So great.
We wish him a quick recovery, P.G., if you're listening.
Get your butt back to those meetings, P.G.
Owen Judy misses the first one and the second one.
Both.
Ouch. Both free throws missed by Owen Judy. Minster with the ball. 45 seconds to go. Right side three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Kale Rammel. Rammel dribbling. Over to Caleb Evers. Watch out, Caleb, and he's fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line.
They fouled Kale. They know what they're trying to do, and they're not blowing the whistle. We did the same thing happened the other night against Brazil. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I don't mind Caleb going to the line. He's three for four tonight.
He's knocking him down.
Caleb Evers will step up there again.
Indians 7-12 here in the second half, 9-14 overall.
30 seconds left in the game. If you want to be exact, 30.6 seconds left.
We knock these down, I think we're all right. We got a 7-point lead now. Got to make two more, we'll be fine.
Caleb bounces the basketball. Let's it fly, and it is no good. Come on, Caleb.
Trying to get his 10th point of the night, too.
Make me a believer here. Yeah, I want to get him in double figures.
Yep.
Come on, guy. Be a nice milestone for you. Bounces the basketball. Let's it fly again. This one's good. There's your 10 points. 10 points for Caleb Evers tonight. 42-34. Indians lead by 8. Right side, there's a shot by Niemeyer. He misses the 3. Rebound over to Niemeyer again. He tries to pass it out. Deflected by Fort Recovery. Kale Rammel tried to save it. Couldn't. Webker got it back. Devin Webker. Around the horn on the left to Niemeyer again. He misses it again. Rebound.
Let it go, boys.
And
let it
out of
go.
Bounds it goes. It's going to be given to who?
He didn't say, did he? The point?
Bam with Minster. Going to give it to Minster.
You don't have to do nothing, boys. 5.3 seconds. Stand there. 8-point victory.
Over to Brogan Steffi. Back on the right side. 3-point shot is good by Austin Wellman at the buzzer. And the final score, 42-37. Fort Recovery defeats the Minster Wildcats. A tussle tonight, but we come out on top. And I hope you got your scores down because they wiped off the board real quick.
Jeez, and Pete.
We'll be back with a wrap-up coming up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here at the Minster High School. If you get a chance, we'll be talking with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians coming up.
quarter scores that I have. I hope I'm right. 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, Minster led by one, 18-17. After three, we were tied up at 26-26. In the final, again, Fort Recovery 42 and Minster 37. Indians got the job done in the last few minutes. And again, Cale Ramos 4-for-4 at the free throw line in the final couple of minutes. Very, very big.
Yeah, those were huge free throws. He knocks them down, and Indians come out of here, and we tie things up here. We go 500 in the league, and be a huge win to win Friday night against New Bremen. I think we got our hands full, but hey, we'll try it. We ain't afraid to play nothing, but Indians come out on top. We did dominate the boards tonight. I got us with a 22-14 edge on the rebounds. And points-wise for Fort Recovery, they were led tonight by Cale Rammel. Again, he had 15 points. He had 7 rebounds. Just a solid night again for Cale. Owen Judy came back. He scored 9 points. He had 7 in the second half. And Caleb Beavers, absolute stellar evening. He had 10 points, 6 rebounds. Huge night for him. And Logan Homan, another good night for him. He had 8 points. Only 4 scores tonight for the Indians. Landon Post did not get into the scoring column. Indians did okay. We ended up with 8 turnovers for the ball game, compared to 6 for Minster. Pretty clean ball game, really, Rob. Pretty clean ball game. Indians 10-16 from the free throw line to finishing up, and Minster 3-7 from the free throw line. So, nice win for the Indians. We left it too close for too long, I can tell you that, my friend.
It was definitely anybody's ball game up until about the last last 3 minutes.
Once we got that 7-point lead, I felt pretty comfortable with things. But I think it was too long here. We just left them in the ball game, and they played really good defense. Hats off to those young guys. I mean, they started 3 freshmen, and then the Fortman came in. He had a nice ball game. So, yeah, for the Minster Wildcats, they were led tonight by James Niemeyer, and he hit those 3 there late in the game. He had 10 points. Devin Webker had 9. Brogan Steffi, we held him to half his average. He had 7 points. Like I said, Zach Fortman, he came in, he had 6, and Austin Wellman had 3 for the Wildcats.
I think Ian Homan also had a couple in there, too.
Ian Homan had 2. Yes, he did. He had 2 points down there on the bottom. That's exactly right, my friend.
So I think one of the negatives is that we only had 4 scores. We really need 5.
Yeah, we didn't spread it out too good tonight. We need Landon to get in there and make a bucket, but he did a great job playing defense. And again, we missed Daniel Patch in there. You know, you put another 6'7", 300-pound body in there, and we'll do a little more bruising. So it was a pretty rough game, I thought. I thought it was a typical, looked almost like a Friday night MAC game, but Tuesday style.
Again, Landon, for Fort Recovery, we have no Daniel Patch tonight because of an elbow. He irritated his elbow against Versailles the other night, and he actually injured it back in the summer, and this kind of aggravated the situation.
Yeah, so we need to get that young man back in the lineup, and hopefully he'll dress Friday night.
Well, we'll hang in here for just a few more minutes to see if Coach Melton's going to come out. We'll return in a moment. Thank you, David.
Absolutely. I'm going to take off, and I will try to be there Friday night, but if swimming takes too long, we don't make it back. But Jeffrey O is going to have to do it by himself. He can handle it.
Oh, yeah. He will.
He's a pro.
Hey, thanks.
You bet.
And we do remind you, listeners, that we will be having tomorrow night, no game, but Thursday night, the girls in the sectional at Spencerville. They'll be playing Waynesfield-Goshen, and that game will be coming up about 7:30 from Spencerville on Thursday night. I'll be there to bring you that exciting action. On Friday night, Fort Recovery at New Bremen and boys basketball. We'll have that for you on the radio with Jeff Overholzer. And then hopefully back at Spencerville on Saturday night, it'll be probably Fort Recovery and Minster, if it is, on Saturday night there from the Spencerville High School, the sectional championship game, sending the winner on to the district if we win there on Saturday night. So that's what we have lined up for you. We got all the Fort Recovery games here on PG14 J Country 101 coming up this week. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All of this cold weather has led to a lot of daydreaming while being stuck inside. With positions open in all Cooper Farms locations, we would love to work with you to help create the career you've been dreaming of all winter. Here at Cooper Farms, we want to help put you in the position to work the way you want to, without sacrificing pay or benefits. Go to our website, CooperFarmsJobs.com, to learn more about how you can start a career at a company that is more than just a workplace. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taking. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Minster Elementary School, actually, where the high school gym is located. And we have Jim Melton, who has joined us now here at the floor. And, hey, survive in advance, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we come out a little stagnant, you know. That's the best way I can put it. We were a little lethargic in the first half, and then we come out in the second half and, you know, done a little bit better job of what we were trying to do.
Well, you almost had four in double figures, not quite, and unfortunately you didn't have a fifth guy in there, and you really needed that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're down a man right now, so next man up mentality. And you know, took us a little while to get Owen and Kale going, but you know, Logan Homan come out and was a spark plug in the first half for us. And you know, Landon Post, a lot goes unnoticed, you know, except for the people that come to our games. He's locking down the other team's leading scorer night in, night out, especially in particular if they're a wing or a guard. And, you know, he did that tonight. He held him to half his average. I think he averages right around 14 points and ended the game with seven.
Talking about Brogan Steffi.
Yes.
And you're right, half of his average. And
But boy, he's going to be something else. He's only a freshman.
He is. He's going to be dynamite in a few years.
That's for sure. So, well, good job by Landon Post. And Caleb Evers, we're not sure if he's ever been in double figures, but he had 10 tonight.
Yeah, he did a great job for us down inside banging, getting those rebounds and finishing around the rim. And, you know, he made some free throws for us tonight.
He did.
You know, the senior leadership, he had some great passes from the high post into the interior. And, you know, he's doing a great job for us. Can't say enough about Caleb.
Yeah, he had 4 out of his 5 free throws. Of course, Kale Rammel hit 4 key free throws in the last couple of minutes there when we needed him.
Yeah, that was crucial. And Kale's been working on his free throws. And, you know, he's staying focused on that in practice. And, you know, Owen and, you know, Troy come in, give us some minutes. You know, when Logan got in foul trouble, and, you know, we were able to squeeze Riley in there as well. So I'm just proud of the guys for fighting. You know, it was a tough environment whenever you play on the road in the MAC. It's tough.
Well, it did allow you to even your record in the MAC now at 4-4 heading into New Bremen on Friday, and that's no easy task. But, you know, the kids seem to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I hope so. We've got tomorrow and Thursday for a couple days to prepare. New Bremen was here tonight scouting. You know, so we've got a game plan in place for them, but we're going to review it and go through it the next 2 days.
Well, Jim, hey, thanks for stopping by after the game here, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Fort Recovery knocks off Minster tonight 42-37. Once again, our leading scorer was Kale Rammel with 15. They were hard-fought points, I'll tell you. 10 for Caleb Evers, 9 for Owen Judy. Owen was stuck on 2 for a long time there and came to life in that fourth quarter. And then 8 points for Logan Homan. Much and much needed 8 points for Logan. He got his fairly earlier in the ball game. Again, leading the team for Minster was James Niemeyer with 10 and Devin Webker with 9. Again, their leading scorer, Brogan Steffi, was held to 7 points. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from Minster. We thank you for listening. Thanks to Dave Kalp for being alongside. Thanks to our studio producer back at the radio station, Mr. Eric Catterly. And thanks to Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Stay tuned. We have IU basketball coming up here on the radio station. IU visiting Wisconsin tonight. That's it from Minster. Have a great evening, everybody. Enjoy the IU basketball game coming right up.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part
tonight's
by community minded
sports
sponsors.
Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.